It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say? Easy for you to say they don't love you. It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet. With Nick Kostos back in the saddle after 6 days off on Westwood One Sports. As we bring you, I would say the fastest and also the snowiest, because there's a lot of snow outside right now here in New York City, the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, the world of sports is buzzing. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including why the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills, they need to be on the phone, not 5 minutes from now, not 5 seconds from now, but right now, with the Philadelphia Eagles about wide receiver A.J. Brown. If you didn't hear or see what Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni said yesterday in Indianapolis at the scouting combine about A.J. Brown, wait until you hear what I'm going to lay on you later this hour and what I think the Eagles need to do with their mercurial star receiver, A.J. Brown. Just on the word mercurial very quickly. This is one of those words where in sports fans will only ever use the word mercurial preceding like a brooding star player, specifically a wide receiver. Like, you're a big sports fan, right? You, the person watching, you, the person listening. When would you ever say the word mercurial unless it was like describing A.J. Brown or like the mercurial John Morant? I guess he's maybe something other than mercurial. But A.J. Brown, I would say mercurial. We'll talk about A.J. Brown a little later in the show. We'll talk about another star receiver in the NFC East. I'm going to tell all of you, our listeners and viewers, what I would do with George Pickens if I were Jerry Jones. Scary thought. If I were Stephen Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. And I am pretty sure that my answer to that question and my thought will surprise you. Our bets for tonight will close the show as per usual, and we got a banger in the NBA to discuss with my Knicks at the Cleveland Cavaliers, where if the Knicks win, they clinch the head-to-head tiebreaker over Cleveland, which I think is going to matter as it concerns playoff seeding in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Got some great games tonight in college hoops, full slate in the NBA. Our bets for tonight will close the show. Three tremendous guests join us today on You Better You Bet. ESPN college basketball analyst, the legendary Seth Greenberg, coming up at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to ask Seth, among other things, what the hell's going on in the Big 12 where Team A beats Team B, Team B beats Team C, Team C beats Team A, Team X beats all of them and then loses to Team Z? We will get to everything in College Hoops with Seth Greenberg. How about friend of the show, best friend of the show, my favorite person on the planet, Eddie Olczyk joins us today on You Better You Bet. He's back in the States from Milan, obviously called USA's gold medal win on Sunday against Canada. Eddie Olczyk will join us in the final hour of the show to talk what we saw on Sunday with USA beating Canada, tremendous sporting event, and to preview the rest of the NHL season. And then, my good friend, Brian Geltzeiler of SiriusXM NBA Radio. And if you have never heard Brian Geltzeiler before, you are in for a treat. My man is informative. My man is entertaining. Knows the NBA inside and out. Brian Geltzeiler will join us in the final hour of the show. The phone number to chime in, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. And shout out to everybody watching on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos. And just quickly, before we start with the Pistons-Spurs game from last night, to everybody on YouTube, to everybody who's been tweeting, all the Instagram messages that I've been getting, Instagram.com/@TheKostos, hit me up there, @THEKOSTOS, posting tons of content on Instagram. People wondering, man, how the hell do you not get into the office yesterday? Where is Nick? Why is Nick not doing the show? We'll do this in longer form later. We'll bring the crew on. We'll all talk about our experience with the blizzard of 26. I'll just say this to everybody. First off, like, there's a travel ban. And not like Donald Trump-style travel ban. Like, this was the Zoran Mamdani travel ban in New York City. No cars on the road from Sunday night, 9 p.m., to yesterday at noon. The show starts at 9 a.m. Ergo, I can't be on the road. Do I care enough to sleep at the office? No. Not outside of football season. That ain't happening. Not when I have a young child who's not feeling great. Here's what I'll say to everybody. When I opened the front door of my house and went yesterday to go start shoveling, I will never claim to be Shaquille O'Neal in terms of height, in terms of stature. The snow was up to my nether regions. Literally. Not figuratively. Literally. I've lived in the Northeast almost my entire life, 40 of my almost 43 years on this planet, the most snow I have ever seen by like orders of magnitude, an insane blizzard. And let me just say this to anyone that's like, oh, Nick, you took the day off or whatever. I had to be on dad duty yesterday all day. I would have rather been here. Now, I love my daughter, but you ask me, what's more stressful? Doing a three-hour sports radio show where, like, I love this stuff, or watching an almost two-year-old whose new favorite word is no? I would have rather been here. And with that, we officially, I mean, it's literally, it's the only word she says now. And the answer, and it's no to, like, things that it should be yes. Like, honey, do you want to go outside and see the snow? Yes. Okay, we're going to put your hat on because, you know, it's 10 degrees. No. No. Just no. It doesn't matter what the question is. The answer is no. Honey, would you like to eat this like delicious chicken tender? No. Would you like to put your gloves on so you don't get frostbite? No. Like, should daddy walk in front of this truck? The answer to that one might be yes. More dad servations coming up later. But now let's get into the sports from what we saw last night. That is where we will begin the terrific Sports Tuesday. With the best sporting event on Monday night. And no, that was not Kansas absolutely pasting Houston as the Big 12 is just crazy at the Fog. We'll get to that game next hour on the show. Now, the game of the night last night in sports. Spurs at the Pistons. San Antonio wins 114-103. And what's funny, just as if you're a big sports fan, you'll understand this reference that I'm about to make. So, I'm watching the game last night on Peacock. I thought they did a really nice job at the broadcast. I'm loving a lot of these game broadcasts on streaming, just in general, not just NBA. But I'm kind of really enjoying the streaming era. Maybe that makes me different than a lot of people. I'm enjoying it. So the third quarter ends, and the score is Spurs 83, Pistons 75. And it strikes me in that moment that when these two teams played for the 2005 NBA title, when the Pistons were trying to go back to back, 83-75 was like the median final score of all those games. No scoring in those NBA finals. I actually went and looked. Here are the final scores from the seven games in the 2005 NBA finals, Detroit and San Antonio. 84-69, 97-76, 96-79, 102-71, I mean 102 points like 140 today, 102 back in 2005, 96-95 in Game 5, which is the Detroit somehow leaves Robert Horry wide open to take a three-pointer to win the game in overtime. Like, the one guy you can't leave open is Big Shot Bob. Spurs win that game 96-95, 95-86, and then the Spurs win Game 7, 81-74, to deny Detroit going back-to-back. So I just thought, 83-75. That was the end of the third quarter last night, as thankfully, basketball actually moving into the 21st century with more scoring since those days of the second bad boy Pistons incarnation in 2005. So with the loss, the Pistons dropped to 42-14. Still unbelievable, obviously. Still five games clear of the one seed in the Eastern Conference ahead of the two seed, the Boston Celtics. In San Antonio now, 41-16. 41-16. 2.5 games back of Oklahoma City, who's obviously a team nursing a ton of injuries, SGA, J-Dub, and others. 2.5 games back of Oklahoma City for the one seed in the Western Conference. And I keep thinking about our friend Jay Croucher on the show last week, NBC Sports betting analyst, telling all of us Mitch Johnson, San Antonio's coach, should be the look, coach of the year, at a double-digit price. And this game last night, it was tremendous. And if you watched it, and I hope you did, you know that that's true. Victor Wembanyama, 21 points, 17 boards, and 6 blocks. And he's 4 blocks away from completing what I call the Joel Embiid quadruple-double, which would have been points, rebounds, blocks, and falling on his ass to the court. I think Victor Wembanyama hit the deck like 17 times last night. He's got that Embiid in him, where all of a sudden you look up and Wemby's just like on his back on the court. How did that happen? Well, the Pistons happened. Detroit is what happened. And Wembanyama, some of these blocks, he's like Mr. Fantastic with a, just like the stretch of the Plastic Man. How in the hell does he have some of these block shots? He's absolutely unbelievable. And Wemby, after the game last night, said this. We, meaning the Spurs, confirmed progression and confirmed potential. And that quote makes me angry, because you shouldn't get to be as young as he is, as tall as he is, as talented as he is, and as rich as he is, and also be like a Mensa candidate. Is he just like the smartest superstar in the history of the NBA? Quotes, we confirmed progression and confirmed potential. Like, who is he? Keats? Like, what is this, Oscar Wilde with these quotes from Victor Wembanyama? Absolutely unbelievable. And with Wemby, I mentioned he hits the deck 15 times in the game last night or more. It's because he's playing the Pistons. And like we see in every Pistons game, there are fireworks. We saw in the second quarter of this game, and if you haven't seen it, it'll be easy to find. Go on social media, just search it. Cade Cunningham, like, runs through Stephon Castle like this is Kobe Bryant to Pau Gasol at the start of the Olympics. Just like, I'm just going to run through this guy and push him down. And of course, here's Keldon Johnson, and here's Jalen Duren getting in Keldon Johnson's face. And I'll tell you, you always need, like, especially if you're like a young guy like I used to be, going out to the bars in New York City, wherever you live, wherever you're from, you always need a Jalen Duren on your side. A Keldon Johnson on your side, where someone's getting in your face, and for me, here's my much bigger friend stepping up to defend me. So I appreciate that from Duren and from Keldon Johnson. So this was like, the Pistons wanted to take this game and drag it into the mud. And they wanted to bully the San Antonio Spurs in this game. And in the second half, the San Antonio Spurs bullied the bullies in super duper impressive fashion. San Antonio's defense took center stage. Not just Victor Wembanyama's blocks. Stephon Castle was a menace defensively. I thought Dylan Harper was a menace defensively. And San Antonio got great performances from a bunch of its role players. Devin Vassell, who I think the referee in a funny moment last night on the over the loudspeaker on a review called him Devin Vassell. Like, okay. Good to know that you can't pronounce some of the key players on the other team. Anyway, Devin Vassell can't miss. You know, Keldon Johnson's making big shots for San Antonio. It wasn't just the big ones. Harrison Barnes has kind of been like an afterthought for San Antonio, drilling an important corner three. And the Spurs are able to take control of the game, and they would not relinquish that control. And one of the reasons why the Spurs didn't relinquish control of the game, in addition to what they did, was what Detroit did not do. And this is the bugaboo for Detroit, and we'll talk more about this in a few moments, where, you know, outside of Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren, are you going to get a lot from the other players on the Pistons offensively? And when you have a game where Cade Cunningham couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, which is not going to happen that often, like Cade was brutal in last night's game shooting the basketball, the Pistons are just drawing dead against really good teams. Like, you can maybe win a game like that if you're Detroit against a middling team in the NBA, against a tanking team. You're never beating San Antonio if Cade Cunningham's going 5 for 25 from the field and can't make a shot from three. It's just never going to happen. So in the waning moments of this game, an awesome basketball game, a thoroughly entertaining game between two teams that fancy themselves to be NBA Finals contenders, I actually disappointed myself with what my opinion was on the game in the closing moments. And I actually messaged a bunch of friends of mine in the media and otherwise, like big basketball fans. Like, do you think I'm crazy that this is my opinion? Like, am I wrong for feeling this way about a great basketball game? And I'll tell you how I felt and why it was a little disappointing to me in a second. And almost everybody said, not only are you not crazy, but I agree with you. And it doesn't mean that we're going to be right. The feeling that I had in the waning moments of this game, San Antonio 114, Detroit 103, with two teams and our show sponsor BetMGM that are towards the top of the board to win the NBA championship, San Antonio at 10-1, Detroit at 12-1. I don't think either team is going to sniff an NBA championship this season. Now, you might hear that, watch me say it, and think that I am a hater. And I assure you that I am not. If I felt like the Spurs were going to win, I would say it. If I felt like the Pistons were going to win, I would say it. I don't think either team will even make the finals, much less win it. I'll give you some quick thoughts why. As for the Pistons, what they've been able to accomplish this regular season has been amazing. And like, unless like Cade Cunningham plans a trip to like Puerto Vallarta right now, the Pistons are going to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference, and the Pistons will have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference in the NBA playoffs. So they're any game seven in the East, they're going to host that game. That game is going to be played in Detroit. The problem with Detroit, though, and I think it's a pretty easy one to identify, how are they scoring enough to win three rounds in the Eastern Conference playoffs? How's it happening? Great. Here's Cade Cunningham, and Cade's awesome. There's no doubt about it. But when teams key in and say, we're not going to let him beat us. Okay, like Jalen Duren's really good too. Duren's not an outside shooter. Big man, right? Do you trust the Duncan Robinsons of the world? Like Duncan's toy chest. Do you trust Duncan Robinson? Do you trust Caris LeVert? Is Detroit going to be able to score, not to win one or two rounds, but to win three or four rounds to win an NBA championship? I think the answer is no. And when it gets to crunch time of these games late, I mean, Detroit, if you stop Cade Cunningham, they're going to have less luck scoring than me at the bar in 2004 when I had a ponytail. It was not a great stretch for your boy back in 2004. I don't think it's going to go well. So yeah, Detroit's great. and Detroit could win the NBA championship next year. I'm not saying they can never win. I'm saying this year, I don't think the construction of this team allows them to win a championship. They can be the one seed. They could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Win the East? Win a championship? I say no to the Detroit Pistons. Now, as far as the Spurs go, and I will acknowledge that if I'm wrong about one of these two teams, I think it would be San Antonio, where I think the Spurs have a better chance of winning it all than Detroit, even though the Spurs play in the West and would presumably have to go through OKC and maybe have to go through the Denver Nuggets. The Spurs part of this is just as easy to diagnose as the Pistons part. Detroit has scoring issues. San Antonio has no experience. Like, at least Detroit has the first round loss to the Knicks last year in a really hotly contested series. Like, they've bled a little bit as far as the postseason is concerned. Like, for San Antonio, great, like, De'Aaron Fox went to a Game 7 at home and they got blitzed by the Warriors in what was maybe the greatest betting opportunity ever, Golden State in that Game 7 on the road at the Light the Beam Kings a couple years ago. And yes, Harrison Barnes has playoff experience, but he's not a huge factor in this rotation for the Spurs. And I can think back to the last team that won a championship, and you can look at the Thunder last year, but they lost the cup 2 years ago to Dallas. The 2015 Warriors, the last team that won a title that I felt like was inexperienced, and they were a great team, and Steph won MVP that year in 15. If Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love both don't get hurt, the Cavs are up 2-1 in that series, and I think LeBron and the Cavs win that series. Like, I think the Warriors got lucky in 15, not in the others, and you can argue they were unlucky in 16, blowing the 3-1 lead to the Cavs with the Draymond suspension and going on from there. So yeah, like, the seas could part for San Antonio. Wemby's a top five player in the league. Mitch Johnson seems to be a great coach. Castle and Harper are awesome. They've got really good role players. It could happen. It just feels unlikely that they can win four series this year without having won one in the past. So while last night's game, for me, did evoke memories of the 2005 NBA Finals, with the Spurs and the Pistons, I don't think we see either team get to the finals here in 2026. Agree or disagree with my thought on Detroit and San Antonio? Chime in on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can tweet me at thecostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, and the phone number, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. On the other side, how great is this? Tonight, you know, Tuesday, we've got another five-star banger in the NBA as the Knicks visit the Cavs in Cleveland. I'll give you my opinion on that game and a thought on NBA Most Valuable Player as well. We're just getting started on a Tuesday. You better you bet, Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
Hill has been added to the free agent pool. If the future Hall of Famer is recovered from his injury, could his game-changing speed return to Kansas City? Or will the cheetah roam in a new domain? Talking all things NFL free agency. Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that, cools up to 8 times faster, and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code PLAN to borrow up to $10,000. Use code PLAN to...
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
To DAV.org.
Obi to Towns. Towns, a three-pointer, puts it in! Karl Anthony Towns regains the lead for the Knicks, back up by two.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
The legendary Mike Breen on the call. My fellow Fordham Rem. Karl Anthony Towns, a couple awesome games in a row. The Knicks, two straight wins following last Thursday's loss to the Detroit Pistons, setting up a huge game tonight in the Eastern Conference. My Knicks at James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll talk about that game, and we'll get into Jaylen Brown and the Boston Celtics in a moment. But got to tell you, this segment, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. So tonight in Cleveland, and I am going to make sure I have the right side and total for the game because this has been on the move this morning. The Cavs, about a 3.5 or a 4-point, this was 4.5 earlier this morning. I thought that was a little nuts. We're off of that now. Cleveland, a 3.5 or a 4-point home favorite tonight against the Knicks. The total in the game, 232.5. So yes, it's a regular season game on a Tuesday in late February. So I can forgive you if you want to say, what does it really matter that much out of 82 games? Well, I'm going to tell you why it matters. Not just because these are two legitimate finals contenders out of the Eastern Conference, but because the Knicks are currently a game up on the Cavs for the 3 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And the Knicks are a game back of the Celtics for the 2. Now, again, unless Cade Cunningham decides to travel to Mexico for a week on vacation, Detroit's going to be the 1 seed. And we think that that's pretty much locked up. But 2 through 4, very much in play. And given the razor-thin margins between these teams, not just what the betting market tells us, but what our eyeballs tell us, home court advantage is probably going to matter, right? Like, you'd rather have Game 7 at home than have to go on the road for a potential Game 7 in the postseason. And with a win tonight, the Knicks own the head-to-head tiebreaker this season over the Cavs, which obviously matters a lot. So it's a huge game tonight, Knicks at Cavs. It's also a huge test for Cleveland, now in the James Harden, Donovan Mitchell backcourt era, as they are coming off the Cavs, the first loss since they acquired James Harden from the LA Clippers, which was an inexplicable matinee Sunday defeat in Oklahoma City against the Thunder B team without SGA, without J-Dub, without Caruso, without A.J. Mitchell. A terrible, terrible loss for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So the Cavs looking to get back on track tonight and show, hey, we are an NBA Finals, a worthy Eastern Conference champion, and a worthy threat to win the NBA championship this year. And if they lose, it doesn't mean that they're not. But look, You're a Cavs better. You're a Cavs fan. You'd obviously like to see them win this game. And honestly, I'm not a Cavs fan, but I can be objective. You want to see the Cavs win this game in impressive fashion. Like, not just win a close game. You want Cleveland to come out with Harden tonight against the Knicks and show with Mobley and Allen healthy that you've got what it takes to, like, thump the Knicks at home. And this is where I personally can run into problems. You better you bet on this Tuesday, Westwood One Sports. Because I'm a Knicks fan. And while I will say to you, our audience, that I am not a homer, and I mean it like 99% of the time, I'll also be honest and tell you when I am being a homer. Because tonight's game, if you don't think I'm betting the Knicks to win the game tonight, you're crazy. Forget about the points. I don't care about the points. I'm taking the Knicks to win tonight. I'm expecting Karl Anthony Towns to continue his sterling run of play. And yes, James Harden's really good. And Donovan Mitchell's playing like a top six or seven player in the NBA this season. There's no question about it. I'll take my chances tonight with Jalen Brunson. Now, is this wish casting for me? Maybe. And maybe the Cavs just railroad that it's certainly possible. But I'm going to roll with my boys tonight, the New York Knicks, to win tonight in Cleveland. This is the game that I am most excited for, and I will be locked into from start to finish tonight in the world of sports, Knicks at the Cavs in the NBA. Quick note on the other top four seed in the Eastern Conference, because we've touched on the Pistons, we talked Knicks, we talked Cavs. Tonight, the Boston Celtics play the Suns in Phoenix. Now, we don't know if Jaylen Brown's going to play in the game. He's listed as questionable, but we know for Phoenix, Devin Booker's out, and Dylan Brooks, terrible injury for the Suns, broke his hand over the weekend. He's out a minimum of 4 to 6 weeks for Phoenix, who's pushing to be a top six team in the West. No one thought that was possible coming into the year. And the Celtics' run of play this season, currently the two seed in the East, and Jaylen Brown's unbelievable play, has a lot of people thinking that he should merit MVP consideration. One of the people that thinks that, a guy you might have heard of, his name is LeBron James.
You know, this whole MVP thing, I don't understand why his name is not getting talked about some as well. Like, nobody gave him a shot to start the season. And he's having, what, 30?
Yeah, just under 30.
Third best record. Yeah, it's a popularity contest sometimes, I tell you.
Well, I think LeBron's probably like, but what LeBron's saying there is he should have won more MVPs than he did, is my guess there with LeBron saying that. But look, you give LeBron credit, right? He credits Jaylen Brown after the Celtics hand the Lakers their ass on a silver platter on Sunday night in Los Angeles on the night Pat Riley's statue is unveiled. Maybe there's something to be said. I don't know what there is to be said about that. So LeBron stumps for Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's stats this year are unreal. Like LeBron said, and whoever the unnamed reporter was that's chiming in, 29 points per game, just under 30, 7 boards, 5 dimes. A lot of us, myself included, felt the Celtics were drawing dead this season, basically once Jason Tatum popped his Achilles against the Knicks in the playoffs last May. And here they are as the 2 seed in the East. Now, before I tell you my Jaylen Brown MVP thought, I have to say this. He's not going to win. He's 40-1 right now at BetMGM. And in Tim Bontemps' recent straw poll, Tim Bontemps from ESPN, who does a great job for ESPN on the Hoop Collective podcast, and he has the straw poll multiple times per season, every season, Jaylen Brown is far behind where he needs to be in order to win Most Valuable Player. Like, yeah, obviously, SGA's in front of him, and Jokic, and Cade, and Wemby, and Luka, all in front of Jaylen Brown. So he's not going to win. Unless, you know, there's a cataclysmic, everyone misses games and he wins by default. Also, if and when Jason Tatum comes back, that's going to steal some of the spotlight and the story away from Jaylen Brown. I just want to be really clear on my opinion, though. I actually think he is the most valuable player in the league this season. Now, he's not going to win. His advanced stats aren't there. His PER is like 20th right now. which is an advanced stat measuring, you know, a player's efficiency rating. He's not there along with the heliocentric players atop the league. Your Jokic's, your SGA's, your Giannis's, your Wemby's, etc. So he's not going to win. Name a player more valuable than Jaylen Brown this season. No one thought the Celtics could do what they've done. Two seed in the East. And the parallel that I'll keep drawing, this is Scottie Pippen in 93-94. Now, Tatum's not Jordan, and I'm not trying to say he is, but think about it, right? Best player on a title-worthy team isn't playing, and the second banana, and I know Jaylen Brown won a finals, I understand that, but who thinks that he's better than Tatum, coming into the year at least? And he's taken the reins, and he's shown that he's a number one, just like Pippen did in 93-94, winning 55 games, finishing third in NBA MVP voting that season in 93-94. So no, Jaylen Brown won't win. But there's a strong case to be made. He is the MVP this season. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheKostos. On the other side, we will take a trip to Indianapolis, the site of the scouting combine, to talk some National Football League, where I, Nick Kostos, will tell you why the Buffalo Bills and the New England Patriots need to be on the phone right now with the Philadelphia Eagles, as far as it concerns star receiver A.J. Brown. We're talking NFL right after this. You better you bet on a Tuesday.
How long will the Steelers wait around for a decision from Aaron Rodgers? Or could Mike McCarthy and company be in the market for a QB in free agency? Westwood One Sports.
Empowered.
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move. So she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion. With Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich, creamy Frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived. Snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate Frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
I am Steve Smith Sr., former NFL wide receiver and host of the 89 Show on YouTube. As men, we're taught to handle things. Be strong. Don't complain. Don't talk about it. Being a man also means being a father, a friend, a husband. And carrying all that gets heavy. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. If you got things you don't say out loud, BetterHelp gives you a place to say them. Online therapy that works around your schedule. Visit BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/89. Don't wait.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to DAV.org.
Eagles on the opening drive.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Fox Sports, courtesy of The Call. We've got news as it concerns Eagles star receiver A.J. Brown. I'll tell you what it is in just a second. But our show sponsor is BetMGM. And I think you know this. There's no better place to be during March matchups than Vegas. And this year, college basketball fans can win a VIP trip to the Court of Legends event featuring the... How do I pronounce this, guys? I should have asked this off air. Cavender? Like the attractive twins from women's college sports. Cavender? Tyler, is that right? He said the... I don't remember what the pronunciation was.
Yes.
Cavender. Okay. Featuring... If you showed them to me, I would know who they are. The Court of Legends event featuring the Cavender twins. Simply place sports bets and your position on the leaderboard will determine if you win one of the 25 grand prize packages. All you have to do is sign into your BetMGM account, opt into the promotion. Why wouldn't you do that? Then start placing sports bets of at least $10. It's not a lot of money. At least $10 to climb the leaderboard. Make this March one to remember. Join the Court of Legends leaderboard so you can make it legendary. And as always, please gamble responsibly. Want to give a shout out to our friend Elliot Shore Parks, who covers the Eagles for Odyssey Station WIP in Philadelphia. So I'm on Elliot's Instagram right now, Elliot Shore Parks on Instagram, and he has a couple quotes from Eagles brass yesterday at the scouting combine as it concerns A.J. Brown. First, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. I can't guarantee how anything's going to play out into next season. When he was asked, will A.J. Brown be on the team next year? So Sirianni won't guarantee that A.J. Brown will be on the team. Then Howie Roseman on if A.J. Brown will be on the Eagles. I think you go into the league year, you're listening to offers for everything and anything. Okay. Maybe the Eagles don't trade him. I'm not trying to paint this. I want to be really clear about this. Because I said this, I came on this show the Monday after the Eagles lost the wild card game at home to the 49ers. And I led the show by saying the Eagles need to trade A.J. Brown. I think they should do it. I'm on record saying that they should do it. You can sulk and you can be petulant like a moody teenager if you're winning a Super Bowl, or if you're catching passes in the big spots in a playoff game at home. A.J. Brown did none of those things this season. Dropped a couple of big passes in the loss to San Francisco. Was like a pain in the ass per reports. I'm not there, but just saying, doesn't it seem that way? That this was not a harmonious locker room this season in Philadelphia. Now, A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the league. I'm not saying he sucks. He's awesome. But I'm on record saying the Eagles should trade him. That doesn't mean that they will. And I want to give a tip of the cap to our friend Greg Rosenthal, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, who hosts the NFL Daily podcast as part of NFL Media. He had NFL Media Insider Ian Rappaport on his podcast, and I listened to it yesterday. Well, you know, I was on a snow day from work. And Rappaport said to Greg Rosenthal that apparently, and he stopped short of saying this is definite, but what he's heard is that the Jalen Hurts-A.J. Brown relationship right now at this moment is as good as it's been in quite some time. So I'm sure there's a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about, right, as far as that relationship. And maybe it has. I have no idea. And look, financially, it's a little difficult for the Eagles to try and pull this off. And Philly's going to have an interesting offseason here in general, right, where they have a lot of guys on rookie deals. Are they going to be able to pay all these guys? No. They're going to have to make some interesting decisions on guys that might get traded. I'm not trying to make this like the Eagles are going to trade A.J. Brown. They might decide to keep him. But there's enough here, whether it's the quote from Sirianni, whether it's the quote from Howie Roseman, whether it's just it requires from you like the most introductory level of knowledge about the past NFL season as possible to know that this could actually happen. That the Eagles could actually potentially trade A.J. Brown. You Better You Bet on this Tuesday. Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. Which means, if I am the New England Patriots, and I'm Elliot Wolf, and I'm Mike Vrabel, or I'm Brandon Bean with the Buffalo Bills, I'm Joe Brady with the Buffalo Bills, I am the coach or GM of a team that needs a stud number one wide receiver. And I say the Bills and Patriots because I think they're at the top of the list. Playoff teams last year, one went to a Super Bowl, one the other probably should have in Buffalo. Need a number one receiver. If you're Buffalo or New England, there is no reason that you're not on the phone this morning with Howie Roseman. And you're not talking turkey, and you're not talking trades to try and find a way to bring A.J. Brown to your team. Again, maybe the Eagles decide to keep him. I wouldn't if I were them, but I also don't have all the information. A.J. Brown could easily go to another team and be a star immediately. Buffalo, New England, you have to make that call, and you need to make it now as far as it concerns A.J. Brown. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. Which team should try and trade for A.J. Brown? Let us know. We'll read some of the best responses later in the show. Seth Greenberg will join us at the top of next hour talking college basketball. But until then, one more thought on the National Football League. And we'll stay in the NFC East, and we will stay at the wide receiver position. And we'll talk about George Pickens. Stephen Jones, Cowboys executive vice president and the son of Jerry, had this to say about George Pickens recently and Pickens potentially returning to the Dallas Cowboys next season.
We want we want Pickens here. Think the world of him. Want him here, love him. And I think he wants to be here, so all that's a plus.
So again, the voice of Cowboys executive vice president Stephen Jones. The Cowboys, for what it's worth, said similar things about Micah Parsons. And then traded Parsons in somewhat unceremonious fashion. Parsons is still pissed about it. Don't believe me? Just ask him. He'd love to tell you. What's to stop the Cowboys from potentially trading George Pickens? So the Cowboys are going to place the franchise tag on George Pickens. They're not going to work out a long-term deal. Stephen Jones is all but confirmed. Pickens is going to get the franchise tag. Coming off a 93 catch, 9 touchdown, 1,429-yard season. He was objectively terrific this season for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, what I'm about to say, I think, will surprise you. If I were Jerry Jones, scary thought. If I were Stephen Jones, also scary. Not as scary as Jerry, but scary. I'm franchising George Pickens, and then I'm trading him. I'd look to trade him. Which doesn't mean that he's not great. But there are a couple things at play that I think we all need to consider here. Number one, if and when George Pickens gets franchised, how do you think he's going to take that? Coming off a season where he was objectively terrific and did basically everything that was at, he can loaf on plays, and that did happen. But man, he was so good last year. He's going to want to look, he, just like you would, just like I would, he's going to want that big payday. You don't think he's going to make a stink about this, George Pickens? This is like being shocked if like a tiger is set loose in the streets of Manhattan and attacks somebody. Wow, I can't believe that animal attacked a human. That predator attacked a human. Wow, I can't believe George Pickens, this malcontent, hashtag mercurial, I can't believe he's pissed. Of course he's going to be pissed. Think about what Jerry Jones said about Micah Parsons and the salary cap in Dallas. Like they can't have another player taking up this much space, given how top-heavy it is. Now, you're going to pay George Pickens when you're already paying another receiver this much money? You want to fix this defense and do a nice bit of business in the process? They traded a third rounder for George Pickens. What are they going to get for him if they trade him now? Like, they will win that investment, which doesn't mean Pickens can't be great moving forward. Go somewhere and get a long-term deal and be great. Of course that can happen. But the Cowboys know. The defense is what held them back. The defense is terrible. And I like their new defensive coordinator, Christian Parker. I like him a lot. I think he could be really good. But everything the Cowboys are saying, and this is not privately, it's publicly, is that they know the defense has got to get fixed. How does franchising George Pickens help that? Help that cause? Trade Pickens, you keep fortifying the defense. Now, your counter to that might be, well, what about a legitimate number two receiver alongside CeeDee Lamb? It's fair to say that the Cowboys won't replace George Pickens with a player as good as George Pickens. But Dane Brugler is a guy that a lot of us respect, lead NFL draft analyst for our friends at The Athletic. In his top 100 players for the NFL draft, 17 are wide receivers. The most of any position. What's to stop them from taking a receiver with one of their picks early on in the draft and taking defense elsewhere, saving money, spending it to improve the defense? That's what I would do if I were Jerry or Stephen Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Hour one done, hour two for you coming up on the other side. We start the hour talking college hoops with Seth Greenberg of ESPN.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed, plus an extra $100 off all mattresses. End Saturday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VAX.
Your insurance agent.
Shoot your shot on Prize Picks and get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's right, Prize Picks is now giving you $50 bonus credit in lineups when you sign up and play your first $5. Prize Picks makes every dunk, every dime, and every board that much more exciting. So don't miss this chance to get started on America's number one app for sports picks. And on Prize Picks, you simply pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and submit your lineup. Prize Picks also has early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you now have the option to cash out those winnings before the game even finishes. And with player stacks, you can also pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Download the Prize Picks app today, use the code Rome, and get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code Rome on Prize Picks to get a $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.